Fortnite, the game that fulfills my needs.
Don't judge.
But today we're not talking about any old Fortnite season. No. You know, there's a tweet out there floating in the digital abyss saying that every season 2 of Fortnite never misses. So let's see if that holds up. I've got my rotten skibbity toilet brain thinking, what exactly are season 2's supposed to do? Well, it's expand on season 1's, obviously. Good sequels are pretty hard to do, but does that mentality apply to Fortnite? Today I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to look at every season 2 of each Fortnite chapter and figure out what they strive in and what they lack in. But first,
hi mate, it's me, Laserbeam. You gotta make sure to use code LAYER1 in the item shop. Let me smash my sledgehammer into the wall like Miley Cyrus.
Oh gee, thank you, Laserbeam. That's totally not my shitty impression.
Yeah, do what he says.
Okay, let's start. Season 2 of Chapter 1 is definitely an interesting case because it has the extra advantage of adding in staples that would define Fortnite throughout its history. Items like the suppressed pistol, minigun, boogie bomb, and chug jug were added during the season. And let's not forget about the Tilted Towers update, bringing all of these new locations into the game. Now, the game wasn't perfect at the time, by all means, but objectively, the season brought in so much into the game. It brought in the first Fortnite Battle Pass, the LTMs. This is where a lot of people started playing aside from Seasons 3 and 4. But in terms of flaws, it's really hard to heavily scrutinize this season given that it was so early on. I mean, look at it, it's so cute and innocent. It would be like critiquing a f***ing 2-year-old for not knowing the quadratic formula. Just thinking about it, I think every flaw with this season, you can just say, well, it was season 2. Because the first thing that comes to my mind for flaws was the Winterfest, which was just a snowball launcher and Christmas trees around the map. But it was only season 2. 80 battle pass tiers instead of 100. It was only season 2. The game was 30 FPS on console. It was only season 2. The game burned down my house and kidnapped my whole family and made them watch Sam Jam. It was only season 2. You see what I mean now? Even with the flaws, we did get a lot of good out of it, and this season is essentially the precursor for future seasons to come, so it's definitely impactful in that matter.
Nick, what's the game called? It's called Fortnite. It's free!
Now, Chapter 2, Season 2 definitely felt like a breath of fresh air given how stale and long the first season was. So basically an untoasted flatbread from Subway. The new based addition from this season is obviously the Vault keycard system, which I will say is a very well implemented feature that was improved on over time. We got a ton of new POIs like the yacht and the grotto, and the introduction of mythics really added on another layer to the Fortnite rarity system. This is the first season they actually added the AI henchman or whatever. I have to shoot a cat? Wait a minute. Cat? Fortnite? Holy shit! Meowsel's predicted Fortnite Lego Cat Island adventure. It was under our noses the whole time. The AIs were a bit rocky for sure, but it's the same when it comes to the vault system it was improved on over the seasons. Well, except for the foundation. The shakedown system was also in this season, which literally just felt like Life 360. For storyline people, this season was definitely huge for them. Midas had main character syndrome and thought he was in an edit when he was flexing all the helmets of the people he killed. Rest in peace, Alpine Ace. Controversial or not, this was the first battle pass that had a collab skin within it, so there's something. The live event with Jonesy being real was, like, crazy. Very good foreshadowing for Season 3 with the water and the storm. Things outside the game, you had Party Royale introduced this season, and then obviously you had the Travis Scott event, which is probably one of the best events to ever grace Fortnite. I think I only have two flaws with this season, being that it was a little too long and drawn out due to delays, and the henchmen being actual aimbotters. I'm aware that controller aim assist was controversial at this time, but I'm not gonna speak on it because I like existing. So this is where I get a little stumped, because mechanics-wise, this is probably one of the most influential Season 2s out there, and I think we all know why. Sprinting, Mantling, and Zero Build came out this season, and Zero Build wasn't actually a separate mode at first, and was actually just the base VR. I'm not sure if they always intended to make the Zero Build game mode, or if they saw the good reception of VR having no building, and they were like, alright, let's just do it, I guess. Regardless, I think it goes without saying that this is the update. In terms of the actual season's content,
you disgust me. You disgust everyone.
Yeah, so they got a Sharpie and dotted the map up and were like, yeah, okay, this is the map now. I know this season brings a lot to the storyline with the ongoing fight between the factions on the island, and I will admit it's pretty cool. Certain areas of the map being occupied by either the IO or the Seven is definitely something never done before, and for that I commend them. They were definitely going for that full-blown war vibe, but my gripe with the season? The fact that the map looked exactly the same aside from a few freckles added onto the Season 1 map. Regarding the Power Rangers live event. Fortnite. Now, Fortnite Mega, this season was pretty goated. The entire branding revolved around Mega City being added alongside a new corner of the map with a cherry blossom-like biome. The placement of the new biome was spot on because that corner of the map was pretty much a ghost town before, and this new season saw the implementation of the floating island that would come in the middle of the match, which required you to capture it for some goodies. And to keep it a buck, I really love this addition. It's like the Weather Towers from Chapter 4, Season 4. The island really spices up the mid-game, adding an objective during the match that's not just a quest for XP like, okay, you need to go across the entire map and emote on this hill. 1 out of 25. The lock-on pistol and new augments were added this season. Nothing too crazy. UEFN and Ranked were added. Regardless of your feelings for those additions, it's definitely noteworthy. Now, I'm not normally a fan with seasons filled with collabs, and what I mean by that is when they infiltrate the loot pool. Attack on Titan, I mean, these are cool, but like, bro, we have a cyberpunk-ass city, and Fortnite's like, yeah, I think Attack on Titan would be perfect. Star Wars? Been there, done that. The Miles Morales Mythics were fine, they're basically just a reskin of the originals.
Mrs. Huff?
I'm not trying to be a cornball being like, my collab didn't make it in, so it's bad. It's like, we have such a cool POI with nice scenery and so much to work with, and they just settle. To be honest, my biggest issue with this season is what I just talked about, but if I'm being real, the season was just good. I mean, they didn't really do anything crazy, but Mega is pretty solid. Now, when it comes to the best Season 2 of Fortnite, it's like trying to choose your favorite child. Is it the one that's a disgrace to your family name, or is it the one that provides and contributes the most? It depends on what you find important, but if you're a huge storyline guy, you'd probably say Chapter 2 or 3. And if you're speaking objectively and the number of things added to the game and how many things were revolutionized, you'd probably say Chapter 1. But if I were to rank these things, I'd probably say Chapter 2. Season 2 is the best. In terms of mechanics, the vault, mythics, and even the henchmen bosses fit the criteria. And the season was just plain fun all around. I mean, you could literally just summarize the entire season from just a single character, which honestly says something about its iconicism and what it brought to the game. I don't think it's out of the ordinary to choose Chapter 2 either. This season is on most people's top 5 lists, including mine. It was a very exciting time to be a Fortnite player during the season, and I think lockdowns also helped keep people grinding Fortnite. So referring back to that tweet about Season 2's never missing, I mean, yeah, Season 2's are pretty good. It's obviously way too early to tell right now, but I had a vision. I foresee the future, and I think that by the end of the season, currently, Chapter 5 Season 2 will place above Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 and tie with Chapter 1. Did you guys like how I didn't say it was better than Chapter 1 to avoid having my house being blown up? With that being said, that's my analysis. I honestly had a blast comparing these Season 2s. I think it's a cool concept, and I'd like to do it with Season 3 and 4, and even Season 1's in the future. But if you heavily disagree, please comment. If you heavily agree, please comment. Thank you to everyone who's been using my code. Do it, Laserbeam says. Okay, that was all him, not me. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. That's gonna be all for today. Have a wholesome day, and fly away today.